W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Time to make it rain on this Thursday, September the 19th. And we could not be more excited. Football is back, of course. Thursday night football, Titans, Jags, college football, Tulane taking on Houston at home. Big spot for Willie Fitz and company there. And, of course, Major League Baseball still coming your way. 10 days left in the season, and there is plenty of drama still ahead as teams try to work themselves out, try and solidify their postseason berth. And we are just a little bit closer, to October and playoff baseball, which we actually had a taste of in a couple of these games yesterday, including game one yesterday at 12:30 with Scherzer and Wainwright. Awesome opportunity there to see, I think, I'd be willing to bet, in fact, I already have, that we are going to see more of what we saw yesterday with Scherzer and Wainwright, some tight games, some tight matchups. I don't think we're going to see a lot of those 17 to 11 games in the playoffs. Not with these guys, especially guys like Wainwright and Scherzer have been around the block a few times, or hell, even Gerrit Cole for that matter, who, what'd he do, strike out another 27 batters last night or something along those lines, Dane? I mean, the guy is just, he's an absolute machine. And oh yeah, by the way, Houston has not really said anything or led anybody to believe that they are actually planning on paying him or keeping him at this point. So Gerrit Cole, a little extra motivation, knows that there's a payday next year. Somebody is going to pay Gerrit Cole next year. Who that might be, I don't know, but it doesn't sound so far like Houston is going to be that team. And I do think maybe the playoffs this year, depending on what happens, he had an unbelievable year. There's no doubting it, but I think the playoffs are going to be a big determining factor in where Gerrit Cole and how much he gets paid next year. Somebody's going to pay him. I just don't know that it's going to be Houston, but can't take anything away from the guy. He is a, we talk about Scherzer and Strasburg, but damn, dude, he is, even Verlander, there is no denying this guy is definitely a strikeout machine. One of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball, hands down, if not the best. Where do you put him, Dane?
I mean, when you're talking about young starting pitchers these days, he's got to be right at the top of the list. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Degenerates, and make it rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. You know, shout out to Gerrit Cole, who strikes out his 300th batter of the season in something like under 200 innings pitched, which is like, you know, one of a record out there, becoming, I think, only the third Astro to ever do it. We're talking about guys like Nolan Ryan and Garrett Richards from like the 70s as well. Yep. But to your point about like what you know, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for Gerrit Cole. It's interesting because you made a good point, Joe. The Houston Astros, they've got a lot of young hitters that they need to pay as well. Bregman coming up, Springer coming up, Correa coming up. And so it's the same as, like, we talk about, like, hey, the Seahawks were able to do great stuff when Russell Wilson was on his rookie contract. Hey, Chiefs, do it now before you have to break the bank for Patty Mahomes. It's the same kind of theory. At some point, you know, they have to make some sacrifices. And it is interesting. And I was listening to something yesterday, Joe, that was talking about on balance. You know how, like, these hitters, you know, you said yesterday, like the fifth Minnesota Twin with 30 home runs, right? Like, Josh Donaldson's going to be a free agent also, but his 34 home runs at age 34 now come a dime a dozen. You know what I mean? He ain't getting paid. You know, he's making $23 million this year. I don't know if he's going to make that much, you know, when you got, you know, your number seven hitter also hitting 30 home runs, right? It's like the running back position, Joe. It's being devalued.
Yep,
but
absolutely.
Patrick Corbin got paid right away this year in free agency. And so I'd be willing to bet that as soon as the market opens, Garrett Cole is going to have options of people backing up the Brinks truck that was supposed to go apparently to Jalen Ramsey. But Garrett Cole, we tip our cap.
Oh, great job, man. 300 strikeouts in that few innings. And congratulations, Houston Astros. They beat the Texas Rangers last night 3-2, clinching their 100th win of the season, also clinching the playoff spot, a spot that the Yankees either needed to win or have Tampa lose last night in order to be able to do the same, but they're going to have to wait another day. Tampa ends up beating the Dodgers late last night, and the Yanks couldn't get it done against the Angels, but there is it's just a matter of time before that before that takes care of itself. But make no mistake, guys, those Marlins fans, Detroit fans, Baltimore Orioles fans, you guys that are hovering around the 50-win mark this year, I just want you to keep in mind, the Houston Astros wasn't that long ago where it was 100 losses, not 100 wins. It was 100 losses for a significant period of time there, for about 3 or 4 years, where they were bottom feeders. They built up the farm system. They acquired a couple of key guys, key veterans over the years, like Verlander, and now look at them. So their baseball is unique from the standpoint of that whole tanking situation, where if you build it up from the bottom up, you're looking at maybe 3 to 4 years, Dane, but the payoff could be astronomical.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about the Astros. Think about it, Joe. 3 years in a row, the 2015, 2016, 2017 World Series champions were like the Royals, the Cubs, and the Astros.
Right.
And they all had tremendous amounts of young talent that they got from themselves. You know, the Cubs, right, whether it was Rizzo and Bryan and Baez, you know, with the Astros, I talk about Springer and Correa, you know, Bregman, these kinds of guys. The Royals, too, Joe, you know, with Hosmer and Alex Gordon and Whit Merrifield, they put it together also with that back end of the bullpen. So absolutely, it can be done. The cycle continues to churn. So, don't lose hope, Baltimore. You just got to, stockpile the right way. But we're coming down to it. 10 games left in the season. Did you see the Mets show actual grit last night or yesterday, Joe? Like, the Mets bouncing back with 4 in the 9th inning, you know, really showing that they're going to play it out. But with 3 games back, with 10 to go, you know, they can do whatever they want. They need, bombs to drop on
Milwaukee. Not probable, but again, you got to worry about yourself. Just win your games, and if the baseball gods are looking favorable upon you, then it will all take care of itself when it's all said and done. But you just got to keep winning the games you're supposed to win, which is really all you can ask of any of these teams that are battling here over the last week and a half of baseball. It's going to be fun. Oh, yeah, and it's going to come down to the last day. You know that. Oh, I know it. You know it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
At least the NL wild card.
Yep. All right, Thursday night football tonight. We'll dive into some of that. We'll do it coming up as we look to make it rain on the grids.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back to the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, it is Thursday night football, NFL, college football here tonight, Major League Baseball. It is a full slate as we get ready to head into Friday and the weekend. College football, of course, we're going to be looking at week four, NFL, week three. It starts tonight. Jacksonville will be hosting the Tennessee Titans, and you've got two teams. We got two teams that are going to show up here tonight, and in all likelihood are going to try
they
and
will
run
be
the ball.
Present in the arena, Joe.
A lot.
They'll be there.
They're going to try and run the ball a lot. And look at what the odds makers are. The odds makers are telling us right now, number 39, that is the total in the game. And I touched base on it, that people need to understand that just because you see a low number of 40 or 39, the unders have dominated the first 2 weeks. 62.5% clip they've won at. They went 13-3 last week. So I know numbers, and I've heard this from a lot of people going, oh, that's ridiculously low. It's low. It's low for a reason, because I don't think anybody would be shocked. And if we woke up tomorrow, we're breaking this game down going, well, it was a hell of a 13-7 matchup between the Jags. It's just a fact of life, especially two teams that especially Tennessee doesn't stop the run all that well. Leonard Fournette is going to be, I think, a monster, probably from a fantasy standpoint tonight, because what Minshew has shown us is that he can throw the ball, over 200 yards last week against a pretty good Houston defense, which means you can't put 8-9 guys in a box stopping Fournette. This kid will actually beat you. So you've got to respect the pass. You don't stop the run all that well. So I'd anticipate Leonard Fournette having a lot of action here tonight. And on the flip side, a year ago, Thursday Night Football, Derrick Henry gashed these guys for over 250 yards. He had four touchdowns, a little different. They were already out of the playoff mix. That being Jacksonville, they had kind of self-imploded. But I would expect you're not going to get Mariota whipping a ball around the field over here against this Jags defense. So it's 39 for a reason, and I would not be shying away from it because you think that, oh, it's too low. Neither of these two teams in the current state are looking at, we're not looking at prolific offenses here, guys. I think we're going to see a old school, you know, ground and pound two teams that are going to run right at each other and see whose defense, because Tennessee giving up 135 yards a game on the ground. It's not like they're stopping anybody running the ball. So I do think we're going to, it's going to be a Leonard Fournette, Derrick Henry, if you have them, start them without a doubt kind of game here. But the 39 doesn't scare me at all.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe. I agree with you. I'm looking at it kind of the same way. You know, what's interesting is that in all your analysis, Joe, one thing you didn't mention is just that on balance, Thursday night football is a worse product anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, yes, when you talk about things like the Titans giving up 135 a game on the ground and what that could mean for Leonard Fournette, given the fact that Gardner Minshew and Mariota are not going to be slinging the rock, you know, this is not high-flying offenses. Absolutely. But let's not also forget that in general, what we are seeing on Thursday night football, let's look at it, you know, the first game, that Bears-Packers game, you know, low-scoring game. Last week on Thursday night, what we saw from Tampa and Carolina was like, oh, it's slow. It's just these guys, you know, have to kind of sack up and turn it around after being in the violent episodes that are football on Sunday. Okay, yep. So I think that also depresses the totals in general. I like where you're going with this one, Joe. I looked up some of the prop bets for both of these running backs because you think it's going to be ground and pound on both sides, Joe. Do we take which over do you like better? Or is it both? Leonard Fournette, 70 and a half yards on the ground today, 70. With Derrick Henry, 74 and a half yards on the ground. I'm with you, Joe. I think this is park the bus. I think this is like get out of Dodge, like 17-13. I don't see any reason why both of these running backs can't come very close to the century mark tonight.
Yeah, no, there are a couple, and you mentioned prop bets. I think one of the prop bets that people should be looking at is, in all likelihood, first score of the game is going to be a field goal. I'd be willing to bet, and you can probably get that at some pretty good money if you decide which team is going to kick the field goal first. I do think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Jacksonville's kicker has been there. I think the Titans kicker is hurt, the longtime Titans kicker. I think is it Lambeau maybe for Jacksonville?
That sounds about right. I'll bring it up. I'm trying to find out this first score. Field goal. I'm trying to find that because I like what you're doing.
Yeah, because I think definitely that's what you're going to have. And I'd almost go, give me the home team. Give me Jacksonville, you know, being able to score first here with Leonard Fournette.
Jacksonville?
Yeah, and give me Jacksonville to kick the field goal. It's got to be a decent number because I'm not seeing a touchdown across the board here on either one of these teams due to the fact that already in two games, if I'm not mistaken here, the Titans have only managed one field goal, all right, early on in the game in the first quarter, while Tennessee has managed, Jacksonville rather, has scored only one touchdown in the first quarter this season. So Tennessee has kicked a field goal. Jacksonville has scored one touchdown, and that's pretty much all you're getting from both of those teams early on in games, which is, again, why the first half under, although 19 and a half is a low number.
Pretty low,
again,
but yeah.
What are you, you know, 9-6? Like nine, even, you know, 9-7? Is that, what exactly are we going to get with two teams eating up the clock with running backs here in the occasional pass? So I like that field goal idea of kick the field goal. That's going to be the first score of the game.
Yeah, that's interesting. It is, in fact, Josh Lambeau for Jacksonville. You know, you're right. Tennessee used to have Ryan Succop for such a long time.
It's still right.
And he's on IR.
Right. He was hurt, right? He's been hurt.
Yeah, so we're going to have to chase that one down. But listen, Joe, I see it the same way as you do. I think this is a kind of ground and pound team game. Question for you though, Joe. You know, you mentioned like, "Oh, when they played last year." My memory, if my memory serves me correctly, I think Titans Jags has been a Thursday night football game for like the last 7 years in a row or something like that.
Absolutely.
Like,
yes.
Like, wasn't this the game? Remember when the Jaguars had like that color rush, the mustard colored jerseys?
Yes.
It was like one of the nastiest disgusting. Things I've ever seen.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, disgusting. You know, because this is part of it, right? Don't all teams contractually have to be on either Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night football once every season? Right. So they always put like, you know, these kind of nondescript or non-public teams on Thursday night. And it seems like every year, Jags Titans is a Thursday night football matchup.
It is. And yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry had a just, you know, he won a lot of fantasy leagues and games with that performance last year towards the end of the season, because Tennessee was still fighting for a, you know, a playoff push there while Jacksonville had already self-imploded. But again, I do expect Jacksonville's defense I'm at home to be a little bit different here. What is Jalen Ramsey's? Is it a distraction? How big an impact is it going to be? I think once the game starts, I don't think anything of Jalen Ramsey is going to be an impact other than he's going to go out there and play his game, because listen, you put more pressure on yourself, Ramsey. If you go out there and get toasted, all right, how's that going to look for a guy that's like, now the people are going to think you're throwing the game? So there's a lot riding here with Jalen Ramsey. I think he shows up. He plays his usual game. And I think Jacksonville plays their usual game. And I think it's going to come down to one score in the fourth quarter, one way or the other in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. But here's my one thing on Ramsey. Okay. And you know this, Joe, because, you know, we didn't play at the professional level, but we both have a little bit of experience under our belt actually on the field. Oh, and by the way, Joe, it's Cairo Santos doing the kicking.
Santos, that's right. Yes. Yes.
But you and I both know, because we've played. Here's the one thing I fear. The risk of injury is what I fear. Okay. And I'm not saying, like, you know, that can happen to anybody, right? Sure. But like the Earl Thomas scenario would be doomsday right now for Jalen Ramsey, right? And the only thing I'll say is sometimes, Joe, and you know this, when you're playing and worried about not getting hurt, sometimes because you're a little too careful, a little too cautious, and you've gotten in the back of your mind, it's a greater risk that you will get hurt. And that's the only thing I'm worried about. You know that from experience, Joe.
Good point. Yeah, no, it's a concern each and every day for him. Whether it'll affect the game, we'll see. But we'll give you the latest numbers. We'll do that coming up. Let's make it rain.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round. We never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
All right, here we go. Big weekend in store as we count down T-minus 10 days or so. Major League Baseball getting ready to wrap up, heading into October. We got some October postseason baseball. Love that. Just love that name. And, you know, yesterday had an opportunity at 12:30 was the first pitch early game where Scherzer and Wainwright were going at it yesterday. And it was, you know, I caught the first half of that game and I was smiling watching because I'm going, now this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is what playoff baseball is going to be all about. The stadium, first of all, was mobbed at Busch Stadium. I mean, there wasn't an empty seat in the house. It's a great baseball town, great baseball fan, St. Louis. And, man, having Scherzer on the mound, they were, you know, the hits, they stranded guys. And I love Wainwright from the standpoint he's 38 damn years old. He's been there what seems to be like forever. But Daniel, he's part of an era where, you know, him and Sabathia, guys that are pitching into their upper 30s and still successful, man. That's because these guys are pitchers. They have learned how to pitch and they have realized I'm not going to be able in a day and age of launch angle. Yeah, sure. You can be Garrett Cole. You can be Scherzer and say, you know, the best way to deal with that is just miss the bat. But if you can't throw 97, 99 on a splitter, well, then what are you left to do if you're Adam Wainwright? Well, what you're left to do is be a damn pitcher. And I think, you know, that to me is he's going to be like an era long gone in the next couple of years. Guys like Wainwright aren't going to exist anymore. And I kind of think it's kind of over because learning how to pitch, and I don't think guys are ever going to get the chance to learn how to pitch in this day with the juice ball and everything else along those lines. It's either strike everybody out or we're not going to give you a chance with a lot of these clubs. And I worry that the game is going to look a lot different over the next couple of years because guys like Adam Wainwright aren't going to be given a shot to be pitchers. It's just going to be like, come in and strike a guy out or we can't, you know. I mean, look how long it took Dallas Keuchel to get a contract. You know, I think it's unfortunate, but Wainwright proved yesterday, 38 years old, one of the best hitting teams in the National League. Yeah, he shut him down. He only struck out three guys in seven innings.
Yep. The idea of the crafty lefty, Joe, right, is gone probably for good, you know, and I think you made a great point when it comes to, you were talking about launch angle, right? And this is what happened on kids coming up from the minor leagues. This is what is being taught now. On the hitting side, what's being taught is launch angle, is that specific bat path, is that strikeouts are okay, you know, that's what we're going for here. And then on the flip side, what's being taught for pitchers is velocity, spin rates, how to amp up the velocity, right? Because first of all, that's what's being, like you said, rewarded, you know, as you're coming up as a kid. But really, these veterans, what you're talking about, the CCs, the Wainwrights of the world, the crafty veterans, what they are able to do, John Lester is another one that comes to mind, for example, what they are able to do is miss bats. It's not the same thing. They know that these kids have the same bat path and they know how to miss the bat path instead of throwing 99 to try and go through it and blow you away. It's just another way of being, and it's like that idea of being crafty. And I think you're right, Joe. That's going away when anyone's thinking is power, 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 both in terms of the bat and the arm. You know, the guy who can throw the great hook is going away, just like the bunt or the stolen base or the hit and run. You know, because to sacrifice for this power kind of game that we have. I think you're absolutely right, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to look, and it's a shame because it can be done, and I think that's the biggest gripe, too. Even before the season started, Dane, we brought a couple of guys on here. and talked about. Even Glavin, we talked to Glavin before the season started. And all these guys keep saying the same thing that have been around the game their whole lives, that, you know, why so many Tommy John surgeries? Why, you know, why are all these pitchers getting hurt? You know, and it, their answer was universal. It was because these kids aren't taught how to pitch. They're not pitchers. They're basically taught from a young age now, go out, strike everyone out, throw 100 miles an hour, and that's it. They never are given the opportunity, you know, with bullpens melting down game after game this year, and people are pointing to the ball. No, it goes back to that theory that we've got bullpens filled with guys that can't pitch. Like, they can't be pitchers. They're not a Glavin.
They're not these guys
that can go in. That's it. You're in for one batter because you happen to match up well because you throw hard. And that's what the game has become. And it's a little bit worrisome, man. I think it is, because in a couple of years, those guys are really going to be out of the league.
Yeah. They're going to be. It's a different kind of game. And we've talked about the kind of evolutions we're going to see in baseball. Like, I fully believe, like, we may see a six-man rotation. We may see more teams have openers. We may see modules, you know, of 3x3. Like, it's these three got one time through the lineup, you know, kind of thing. Almost like Little League baseball, you know.
Crazy.
And it's part of what's being coached and taught in the minors. I remember Nolan Ryan, you know, is like part owner of the Texas Rangers. And he said that in their minor league system, they're making their minor league kids throw over 100 pitches. And they're one of the only teams to do so. Why? So that they build up the stamina so they can go more than 5 1/3 when they get to the majors. It's what you teach down in the minors and all the way up that'll wind up coming to Major League Baseball.
It's going to be interesting, the evolution of this. I don't know necessarily it's going to be for the better, but it's going to be interesting. It was nice to see 38-year-old Adam Wainwright at home dominate like he did, only striking out three, only walking one, by the way, and didn't miss a lot of bats, but the bats that did hit the ball, it didn't go very well for him. But the Cubs, Wrigley, tonight, here's the start. We told you guys yesterday, right? Dane went over the schedule. Got six games here against the team that you are two and a half games behind right now. The Cardinals lead the Central. Nobody has won, by the way, more games than what the Cardinals have since August 9th. These guys, they've got 28 wins. They have been the best in Major League Baseball. They've done it without being able to hit. They went through long stretches of not having all their guys, not being able to hit. Well, here they go. I mean, they are in great form right now, but you got Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs here tonight. This is going to be, to me, must-watch baseball. If you like playoff baseball, you want to get an early taste, the Cubs and the Cardinals, I think, are going to deliver that all weekend long here and next week, too, as well, where it might just be for all the marbles.
Yeah, and listen, we've talked about how hot the Cardinals are and how tight this wild card race is. You know, the Cubs and the Brewers are only three games back of the card. So if you're the Cubs in that locker room, Joe Maddon is not talking to these guys about, hey, let's get that wild card. They're saying, hey, let's sweep St. Louis and let's be division champs, you know. So that is still within the realm of possibility as well. Think about it. The Cubs and the Brewers are three games back of the Cardinals in the NL Central. You know, that's closer than the Mets are to the wild card, you know. So they are still within reach there as well.
It's going to be fun. It's a great end of the year. We got many games that matter. We've got the future for a lot of teams at hand. And then, of course, once October comes, it's going to be fun, Dane, too, because don't the playoffs, and I haven't looked at the schedule yet, but I believe, you know, you have like these Tuesday, like 3 o'clock games, then a 7 o'clock game. It's kind of weird way they do it because, you know, obviously the Yankees and Dodgers are in all likelihood going to be playing in primetime game. But it's interesting how they separate it with these wild card games, these play-in games, and, of course, moving down the line. There's a lot of like one very odd times during the day that we're going to be seeing baseball, aren't we?
Yeah, at least in the early rounds, you know, early on when it's, you know, the wild cards on both days. There's like a 2 o'clock and a 5 o'clock start. There's the DL. The AL and NLDSs, when there's four series going on, they stagger them and you may get two or three in a day. Once we hit the AL and NLCS, I think they just alternate 8 o'clock starts, or at least 8 o'clock Eastern starts. Although the ones that are out in what will likely be out in Los Angeles may be a little bit later. But yeah,
a little bit later. Yeah.
And we start getting games right like on TBS and MLB Network and on Fox and stuff like that. I don't know who has the right this year, but in the past it's been spread across almost like March Madness.
Exactly. You couldn't find the games. It's been the most frustrating thing, right?
You're like, eat when you need it, you know?
Exactly. Like, is it TNT?
Maybe we should get games on Sports Grid on Zumo TV channel 719, Joe.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Very good. And plus, doesn't make it there, and we'll help you. We'll help you make the money and make it rain on all of them. We can assure you that. But also Giancarlo last night got activated for the Yanks, was in the lineup 1-for-3. It was good to see him there finally. But, you know, what's realistic here for I think the Yankees need him because they keep every time they get a guy, they lose a guy. I know Clint Frazier's up right now. What do you like the state of the Yankees here? They weren't able to pull it out yesterday, but it's got to be good to have Stanton back. I just don't know if it's going to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. But at the same time, you know, honestly, Joe, at this point, you know, some of these guys who have really been around all season and delivering, you know, like a month and a half ago when we were like Gio Urshela and Mikey Talkman and these kind of guys. I got to tell you the truth, Joe. At this point, I like those guys. You know,
right?
At this point, I've seen them deliver, honestly, more than I have with a guy like Stanton. Don't get me wrong. Stanton will be in the lineup, will be on the playoff roster, and it's like a good problem to have on some level. But what am I going to do? At this point, honestly, can I leave Cameron Maybin off the roster? Can I leave Gio Urshela?
Yeah.
Can I leave these kinds of guys? I'm going to have to leave them off the roster, like, and or like out of the lineup. Like, it's going to be some interesting choices Aaron Boone is going to have to make. And the idea of the back of the baseball card for Stanton versus like what I saw with my own two eyes in August when the pressure was on with some other guys, I think it's a very interesting decision Boone has to make. I think, of course, it'll wind up being Giancarlo, but you know, some of these guys, I thank them for their service to this team.
I think it's, you know, it's risk reward. It's so interesting because if he is not completely rusty as all hell, right? If he's in halfway decent shape, think about this. You have just basically acquired a monster, you know, it's like going out and getting a guy just before it's almost unfair. Like, you've been stashing, now you traded for Giancarlo. You know, teams don't usually get the services of a dude that can hit 60 home runs a year, you know,
who's
all of a sudden in their lineup. If he's not too rusty.
Does Wait sit? Does Gardner sit? Who sit?
Yeah, well, knowing the Yanks, somebody will get hurt. I'd rather have him than not have him, I guess is the point. I'd rather have him available than not have him available. All right, we'll take a look at these college games tonight, too. Get ready to make it rain.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost
almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo to get your 10% discount today.
So injuries continue to be a storyline here for the NFL and NFL teams. And yeah, there's a problem with one NFL team, and nobody wants to seem to address it, but we'll go ahead and mention it. You guys figure it out from there. But welcome in here to Make It Rain. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. It is The Grid, people. SportsGrid.com as we get ready for Thursday Night Football, both the NFL and college. But it's funny, the Washington Redskins, who we heard about all offseason long with one of the best offensive tackles there in Trent Williams, holding out, not because of money, but holding out because he didn't trust the training staff. And he's like, absolutely not, you guys. You didn't do the right thing by me. He didn't trust them. He ended up having a tumor in his head. And when they told him to rub some dirt on it and get back in there, so he basically laid it out and said, I'm not coming back unless you guys remove the doctors, the whole training staff, get some people in there that do it. Now, this is also coming off the heels. What you guys might not have heard is that, Colt McCoy has said in the past that they had rushed him back, too, with a broken leg. And he still to this day are feeling some of the complications. Now, they just went ahead and put Darius Geis on the IL there, or IR rather, after, this is week 3 now, guys. And there's a lot of thought that maybe, again, why in the world was this guy put in a position to be able to hurt himself? And so now when you add it all up, the Redskins have 10 players on IR through 2 weeks, 10 players on IR in 2 weeks. So I don't know how you don't look at this and go, guys, there might be a problem with the training staff here in Washington. Like, to have 10 guys on the IR already, it's kind of laughable, Dane. I mean, Trent Williams, we all like, oh, dude, he's being crazy. Is he really being crazy? Is there a problem with this training staff?
Maybe. I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire, right, Joe?
Right.
And, one is a problem, three is a trend, whatever that is, At some point, for example, I think about the Mets in Major League Baseball, right? For years, there has been this kind of narrative that their training staff wasn't doing great by their players, all the way back since I famously remember they let Ryan and Church ride up, get on a flight when he just had concussion, that sort of thing. And so maybe this is the case as well in Washington. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. But all I know is that when you line up all these cases, and some of them, proven, like the Trent Williams one, the man had a tumor, for God's sakes, maybe they're not catching this. And you know what's interesting when you mentioned Colt McCoy, Joe? I was thinking about Colt McCoy this week when the Jets had their issues, and Simeon goes down, and I was like, uh-oh, who are they going to sign off the street? One of the things I was thinking of is, like, what teams do I literally, like, know who their third stringer even is that they might want to, you know, move them? And I thought about Colt McCoy, you know, because we know about Keenum and Haskins there. And I looked up Colt McCoy, and he is still right now only starting individual drills at practice himself to get back from that leg injury. But I thought about Colt McCoy. I thought about San Francisco also with maybe C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins behind Jimmy G when I was thinking about, you know, options maybe for the Jets. But it is interesting that Colt McCoy, you add to the list there in Washington, Darius Geis as well. Injuries piling up. And to be honest, always have. In Washington. Always had.
Yes.
Chris Thompson missing games. Alex Smith was a freak injury, right? But think about how they even treated RG3 and forced him back there years ago, early on, dealing with that injury and what it did to RG3's career as well.
Yeah, it's. I'm just saying, I mean, I don't, like you said, we don't know, but 10 in 2 weeks for the Washington Redskins, and we already have been hearing rumors one of their best offensive linemen is holding out because he doesn't trust the staff. Right. You know, it'd be one thing if they had one dude, you know, and then maybe but 10 guys in 2 weeks is a little crazy. So, but it's definitely worth monitoring. And so is, believe it or not, what the Giants are going to be doing this weekend, Dane, because and I've heard this now from a couple of different people, this angle. There are a lot of people, football people, that think the Daniel Jones move was the right move to make, obviously, that the Giants, you know, they should do
right.
it. But
wrong time.
They think the move should have been give it to Daniel Jones, but that you've got to get Eli out of the building. That having Eli over his shoulder in any capacity, now that you've made this decision, is a recipe for disaster, whether it be the guy, you know, the vets in the room, if things don't start going well. And then, of course, you know, people are chanting for Eli. You know, there's a lot, and I get it. There is a lot of risk. You know, no matter how good a guy Eli is, the optics of it can't be. You know, a new guy that you're giving the ropes to, now he's got to keep looking over his shoulder the entire rest of the season, even though he's been given the job. Like, I understand it. There's a lot of people that think, listen, you owe him $10 million left on the contract anyway that you shouldn't have given. Give him his money. Here's the roll, Golex, and release him. Just release him, pay him, and get him as far away from Daniel Jones as possible. What do you think?
I disagree with that, Joe. I would disagree with that for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, as we've seen, football is a violent game, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's already like 7 or 8 teams that are, you know, have started multiple quarterbacks this season, right? So what happens when Daniel Jones gets hurt? You can't have him not on the roster anymore, in my opinion. And wasn't, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but as we go back to April in the draft, wasn't one of the reasons the Giants liked Daniel Jones because, oh, he went to the Manning passing camp and he already knew Eli? And wasn't part of why they liked Daniel Jones is because they thought that the Eli-Daniel Jones relationship would actually be okay when this transition happened? I thought that was literally part of it. Remember some of the hate going towards Gettleman was like, oh, you made this choice because he's anointed and blessed by the Manning family. So now to come back and say that dynamic might be an issue, I think would be, you know, I think that's counterintuitive. I understand the general thing of like, oh, the veteran and like, oh, we're turning the page and what this means short term versus long term. I understand that in general. I know Big Ben didn't like the pick of Mason Rudolph when he got drafted in the same kind of idea. But I don't know that you get Manning out of the building. I think Eli Manning is a professional and knows that he's supposed to now do for Daniel Jones what Kurt Warner did for him in his rookie year. I remember Eli Manning certainly knows about how Jeremy Shockey and Tiki Barber and other veterans in the locker room were treating him. And so if he's worth his salt as a professional, I don't think he does that same thing now on the back end of his career. I understand the thought process, but I personally disagree. And I thought that dynamic was supposed to be a reason why they liked Daniel Jones, because he has worked with the Manning family before.
Yeah, it's a tough situation all the way around because, number one, you know the New York media is going they are going to stir this pot left and right. And, you're trying to bring along a kid that it's hard enough replacing a legend in the building when he's not in the building. But now the dude is still in the building, and nothing he does at this point. It's one thing if he's going to go out there and fail and have his ups and downs, which he will. But you know this, I know this. Every time he does have his downs, you know, Eli's going to be over his left shoulder the whole time. And so the media is going to be reminding him. It's a tough situation, but I do think there is some merit to going, listen, you made the move. You can't go back. We've all you said
right.
it. You can't unring that bell. There is
right.
no way you can put him in now and then pull him out in four or five
back
games.
To Eli.
So
that's right.
You're stuck. Like, you're stuck with him now because you've made this decision. Maybe you just cut bait. Maybe you just say thanks very much and leave him free. He has already said, though, Eli, to your point, they can't do anything with Eli from a trading standpoint. He's got a no trade. He has to waive it in order for them. And that would be the first signal that Eli thinks maybe he's not done playing. But Eli's already said yesterday, reiterated it, I'm not waiving my no trade clause. Like, he doesn't want to go anywhere. So to your point, if he's behind this, then maybe no harm, no foul. But certainly the optics, it's not going to be easy. And why put the added pressure on the kid knowing that you still have the legend in the building? Like, seriously?
When you talk about the optics and the media, I don't know if that's really what's happening in that quarterback room on a Wednesday when they're watching game film, Joe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know how much of that is the media being like, uh-oh, Eli's going to be looking over the shoulder, and if there's anything actually to that inside the building. But because there is the risk of that there, that's why, Joe, you and I, we didn't think this was happening week three. We thought this was happening week seven, week eight, week nine, you know, because of exactly what we just said, right? One, Daniel Jones can't go out there and defecate the mattress because then they can't go back to Eli. And we can't risk the boo birds at MetLife and chance of Eli at MetLife. That's why we thought, Joe, that this move was going to come in a position to set him up more to be successful, both in terms of the schedule, and I told you that this was some tough defenses they're seeing, and in terms of having their weapons back, right? Shepard, concussion, Tate suspended, those sorts of things. You and I both thought that this move would ultimately happen a little bit later on in the season where there was a better landing spot for Daniel Jones. They didn't do that, and now it opens themselves up to the risk that, you know, against Tampa, then Washington, Minnesota, New England, that Daniel Jones is going to look not so good, and then they're painted into this exact corner. That's why we thought it should have happened later on in the season, Joe.
Yeah, and listen, yeah, I'm sure they made the move because of the simple fact that they knew it wasn't going to blow up the locker room, that even the guys in the locker, everyone, even the veterans on a team had they all knew. But I will say this in defense, the idea that Eli Manning is the reason that they weren't winning the first two football games is absurd, because, by the way, the offense in two games, guys, their game against Buffalo and against Dallas, they've only been outgained by 43 yards. So offensively, they have been putting up the yards. They have actually moved the ball. The problem is they're less than 20% on third down conversions, and their defense doesn't stop anybody. So, you know, when you're only outgained by 43 yards, it's not Eli's fault. They're moving the ball. Nobody else is stepping up to make plays. Now, whether or not they do that now, the Daniel Jones, somebody's got to do it, because for this kid to have any success, It's not going to be one guy. Like, everybody has to elevate their game, and maybe that happens. Maybe the playbook gets a little bit bigger, too, now, because you can throw, you know, there's some deep threats. But, again, who the hell is he throwing the ball to, Dane?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Evan Engram is the answer to that question, right?
Yeah.
And I'll have him in my DFS lineup again this week. Evan Engram had 14 targets in week one, 8 targets in week two. Those are wide receiver numbers, Joe, right?
Yeah.
But here's what I'll say, and I think everybody, Giants fans, the media, everybody has to understand that now that you have announced and made this switch, what you are also saying is that the objective for the 2019 New York Giants, objective number one, is not to win games. Objective number one. So when you say he looks bad or all this stuff, you can't go back, You can't go back because you're not trying to win games anymore. When you've made this switch, you've acknowledged that you're out of it, that Eli's done, that you are turning the page. That being said, the primary objective of the 2019 Giants season is to develop Daniel Jones and see what you have. Is he your franchise quarterback? That's objective number one. Wins and losses, damn.
Well, that's... I hope they made that very clear in that locker room for the Giants, because if they don't, then you're going to have the Miami Dolphins, who have more issues going on. We'll tell you the latest. We'll tell you the latest from that coming up too. Make it rain, people. Hour two coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
So you got the Dolphins going to be in Big D to take on the Cowboys, 21.5, 22-point underdogs there. And, of course, the Jets taking on the Patriots, same situation in Foxborough. But there was an interview done with Fitzpatrick yesterday here in Miami, Dane. And, you know, say what you want about Fitzpatrick from me. He's not an idiot, all right? The guy is he's a highly intelligent dude, and he's also been around the block in the NFL. And he was talking to one of the local reporters here, and he brought up some good points about, listen, we know what's going on. Like, we know what's happening here, Maya. We have no illusions of grandeur here. But what he did say is that he wishes maybe they were a little clearer, the organization, to the guys who are currently on the team about what's going on. Because it sounds like to me, it's like, yeah, there's an elephant in the room. Everyone knows what it is, but nobody's talking about it. And he's like, you know, listen, like you got guys over here who are walking in not knowing where they stand on anything or anywhere. Nobody knows they're going to be around tomorrow, he said. And it's, you know, listen, he says, I've been in locker rooms where I've seen it both ways. Sometimes guys, you know, over communicate a little too much. Some groups, some organizations, others don't say a thing. He says that in this particular case, he thinks that it might be, you know, what are your plans on Rosen? What are your plans on me? When do you bring it? Like communicating, he thinks there's a lot of questions right now, unfortunately. Even though everyone knows Tank is on the way, he wishes the organization could, you know, maybe communicate their plans a little bit better. And you know what? It can't hurt. I mean, because these guys are going out there every week, unless that's what they want. They want these guys to be on edge. But I mean, at some point, doesn't somebody have to have a conversation in the room?
Well, what's that conversation look like, Joe?
Yeah.
What does that look like? That looks like what? Right. I'm imagining, Joe, one of my favorite movies of all time is Major League. Right. And so what are we talking about? Are we imagining like the GM or the owner coming into the locker room and being like, hey, we need you to suck. And if you can't suck, we'll find other people who will.
Right.
And there being like a cardboard cutout of Ross, the owner, that we that they take parts of it. I mean, like, what does that conversation really look like? Is that an extensive conversation? I don't think so. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick and others just have to realize that the business of the game. We'll talk about that all the time. I think you just got to realize it. I don't think that's ever said out loud.
Yeah, it's a trickle-down effect, guys, with what's happening with teams like Miami. It's not an easy thing to deal with going to work.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.